I'm Lauren Letellier.
I'm Chris Atkins. We're volunteers at the Rojan Library.
And this is WGXC, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Elizabeth Powell Leather Items of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Monday, January 24th, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the radio at 90.7 FM, including at 9 a.m. Rob Gellis, in his Rob Around the County segment, speaks with Garrett Roach about the Venus statue that used to be in Hudson's public square. Then at 10 a.m., it's time to take off with the Afrosonic Taxi, with tracks today from Bhaktitha Kumala, Demi Arasena, and Samba Nago, among others. At 11 a.m., Brendan Donegan is playing favorites.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel. Keep your eyes on the road. But if you're feeling lost in the night, it's okay to cry, just as long as you hold your head. Cause we're on our way to better. Better's ahead, better's ahead. It gets worse for it gets better. But better's ahead, better. Slept on, let down, faith gone. Waited for too long for something to lean on. You feel weak, just be strong. Deep breath, stay calm. If you just press on, press on, press on, you gon' see there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Keep your eyes on the road ahead. And if you're feeling lost in the for no one. Keep going higher and higher and higher and higher. It gets,
it gets,
it gets.
Better days are coming.
Better days,
better days
on their way.
Coming. Better days,
better days
are coming.
Yeah.
Better days coming. Better days ahead. Oh, you know who I am? You don't know who I am? I'm Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm getting a little help from our friends in my head, Art Clemens and Justin Timberlake. Better days are coming. Yes, beloved, I can say that. I can say that with assurance and confidence in my soul. You know why? Because you can't fall off the floor. The only way is up. Amen. Better days are coming. Good morning, Brother Martin. How are you today?
I am well. All is good here in Hudson.
Fantastic. Thank you, God, for things as good as they are with us, because we know it could be different. There are people in this world who are going through some real stuff. Oh, my God. But thank you, Lord, for things as good as they are with us, and that things are well here in Hudson. Our friends in the South weather-wise have just been getting pummeled with snow and snowstorms and snow thunderstorms and all kind of crazy stuff that they ran away from the North to get away from. Don't matter. The snow will find you these days. Don't matter your zip code. Well, we pray for them. They've been sending me pictures of talking to relatives in the South about their weather things and freezing temperatures and stuff like that that they ain't used to. But we thank God, amen, for a kind of, relatively speaking, mild winter thus far. And may it continue to be so through the winter of 2022 concerning the snow. Yes, beloved. Well, how y'all doing out there? Ah, my goodness. I really would love to hear from you. Got to figure out a way in 2022 to make that happen. We've talked about that in the past. Rather, let's make that happen this year. They can send us some chats, or they can send us some emails or something, and we can hear from you.
Well, and how's it? We can definitely make that happen. And, you know, we'd be remiss not to say prayers and comforting to those, the family of Barbara Wolfauer. Services were yesterday.
Yes, we said that when she passed, but yes, we weren't remiss in that. But yes, the services were yesterday, mm-hmm. and Friday was a beautiful. I didn't make it to the service yesterday. It was her family and a select group of clergy, but it was a tremendous turnout at the wake on Friday. And I think that you had also did the recording or something yesterday so people could see it live stream.
Yes, we did.
I wasn't able to get to the link, but someone did send it to me. So we just give snaps and claps mm-hmm. to you for that. I saw, you know, picking up the funeral bulletin that they said in lieu of flowers, although the funeral parlor was run with flowers, it was just like a botanical garden in there, praise the Lord. That they asked for donations to be sent to Operation Unite, which I thought that was wonderful too. So, one of the titans of our community have gone from labor to reward, joining her beloved husband of her lifetime. Amen. And just so glad to know that there's a reunion plan, beloved. There is a reunion promised, hallelujah, by Jesus Christ for those who die in him. There is a promise of a great reunion. So we look forward to that. Praise be to God. We got some more music for you. And Randall is telling me he hears some stuff in the background. That's my tea kettle, my man. So put some music on and then let me come back. Let me turn that off.
You got it. I need some tea, too.
It's a little chilly in here. You know what I'm saying? But there is a bright side. It's right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM right now. Hello, God. Wycliffe Dean, Kirk Franklin, Pamela, man. Hello, 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 God. I'm loving it. Enjoy.
My daddy was a minister. He believed in having churches in the hood. You know what I mean? He brought us to Newark, New Jersey after Brooklyn. 1108 South Orange Avenue. Let me take you back to what gospel Caribbean vibes felt like in that church.
Hello, God. Hello. Hello, God. Hello. Hello, God. Hello. 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 Hello, God. Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, hello, God. Hello. We got another testimony.
Hello, God. Hello. Hello.
Tam, hello, talk God. To me.
I feel in the darkness of the night. And near back.
Yes, sir. Hello, God. Yes, Lord. Hi, God. How are you? Yeah, that's how you start your day. You check in with the man upstairs. Well, we got some more music for the heart, the mind, and the soul coming up at you. After that, I'm going to come back with my spiritual social commentary. I want to talk a little bit about the MLK Day here in Hudson and about the rally that was held this weekend and put that in the context of the spiritual and the biblical. And so we're going to see how that works out. But after what I said just now, we're going to give you some more music to meditate and marinate on. Hold On Me, Travis Green and John P. Amazing Pastor Mike Jr. and Mr. Ricky Dillon talk about the amazingness of God, King of Glory. Just want to be with you. Delaney featuring an unknown to me, but known to many future soulists. And Hymn of Breakthrough. Hymn of Breakthrough. Yes, Mr. Israel and New Breed. Breakthrough 2022. That's what's up. Here we go.
Brother Travis would like to say something this Sunday. Let's give him a hand as he comes.
Thank you.
If I can have your attention, don't mean to waste your time. I like to tell a little story, how I was lost and couldn't find my way.
Tell your story.
But then I met Jesus, and something started to change. I ain't proud of the past, I'm proud of the fact that I'm not who I was now.
Travis and John for stopping by the service this evening. We'll be serving plate burners in the back. Come and get you some red Kool-Aid, because you know you've been changed. Hallelujah. Come on. See, sis, it feels real good right now. And I want to talk to you a little bit more. I'm not finished with you. Talk to me.
Let's go.
I used to fall asleep in Sunday school. Sang in the choir so I could sit right next to you. Yeah, puppy love, and I say I forget your name. Cause after time, memories, they fade away.
They fade away.
But still the day I can never let it go. That Sunday morning when I met the Holy Ghost. Oh, my mama, church boy, now I'm never more the same. Jesus paid the toll and told me I could keep the change.
I remember when he saved my life. Everything before that was just a blur. I was wild, living real foul. I just want right. I remember when he changed my name. From sick to heal, from broke to blessed. Now I can testify that I'll never be the same. My God, it's amazing. Simply amazing. He is amazing. That's why I believe. The truth is,
yeah.
You're amazing. You're amazing. You're amazing. Yes, he is. God, isn't it wonderful to know him that way? Yes, and isn't it good to know that we can? Because he has made a way for us to know him that way. I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and this is The Bright Side, where there is a bright side every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. here on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, New York. It's right here with me, Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, who brings you the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul, and a special spiritual social commentary. So listen, don't go nowhere. Stay right here. We got more music for you and things to share coming your way right here, right now. King of Glory, I Just Want to Be With You, and Hymn of Breakthrough are coming right now.
Thank you. Somebody say, God has spoken, and I agree. My breakthrough is here. Let's get that. Let's get that. World, we want to sing this over you. Let me hear you say, say. Believe it, just sing it out.
I hear the sound.
My breakthrough is here. Breakthrough in 2022. It sounds like 2022 is a setup for a breakthrough. Yes, beloved. And so here we are. We'll talk about that a little bit. You know, this past Monday, we all remember, wasn't that long ago, we celebrated the holiday, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King birthday weekend, and the events that were held to commemorate this man of God who was not just a preacher and a pastor, but he also was a civil rights leader, a human rights leader, a voting rights leader. And for all of these causes that he sacrificed time, talent, and treasure to advance, we came together all around the nation and indeed the world. And here in Hudson, we held, with the help of, you know, the Hudson Interfaith Council, which I'm a part and have been serving for coordinating a Martin Luther King observance in our county for several years. And Randall Martin, praise God, with his experience and expertise in audio engineering, and then so many from the community, the Interfaith Council, God Belongs in Our County, elected officials, community leaders, residents, family members, friends, that came out to advance the work, continue the work that Martin Luther King had begun. Monday's focus was on voter registration, voter legislation, and the ongoing battle in this nation to protect the rights of all individuals of American who are American citizens to participate in our democratic process through voting. Some words were said, some speeches to encourage and inspire, enlighten, help give instruction and direction for how to continue that work. We were very fortunate that we had people from both sides of the aisle who came to the podium to speak. And that is what America is based on. That is what America is built on, is coming together to work together. Anytime that we've done that, the American Revolution, the Civil War, the World Wars, anytime we've come together to advance the American dream and ideals, it works. When we have infighting and fight against each other, it does not. It is destined to fail. There are some people who have taken this whole issue, and I want to talk about that just for a moment, get some facts out there. It is more difficult for African Americans to vote than white people in this nation. That groups are being targeted. The facts are that in certain states in this country, states like Georgia and Texas, for example, the statistics are in, the studies have been done, the facts are there, beloved. In 2016, entirely black neighborhoods were 74% more likely to spend more than 30 minutes in line to vote, relative to people who live in entirely white neighborhoods, where I do. I live in an not entirely white, it's a diverse neighborhood, but predominantly white in Columbia County. And, you know, we can go into the polling place relatively easily. We can, you know, spend maybe a couple of minutes at best going in. We have enough equipment. We have enough poll workers in predominantly or largely black communities and Latino communities. The polling places are dwindling. They're being taken away. The polling places are closing up. That means less workers and less machines that contribute to these long lines. In Georgia, in a black neighborhood, people stood in line for up to 10 hours. And as Senator Booker says, that's a modern day polling tax that people have to spend 10 hours, a whole day's pay, a whole day's work in a line in order to vote in America. We are dealing with students who go off to college and are seeing that the polling places on their campuses are dwindling. The number of polling sites at colleges, and one college in Texas, I think it was, they stood online for 6 hours. You know, you go to school to study, you go to school to take classes and courses and lectures. And so what are they missing by standing in line for 6 hours in order to vote? There are so many facts about what's happening to voting in this country and what's happening in the laws that are being passed in 19 states that are not to make elections safer and more protected. We have the facts that the governors, the election officials, the judges in the courts across the land said that there was no voting fraud. Beloved, they said there was no voting fraud. They said, some said that it was the safest and most protected election that we have ever had. Oh, my God. And so why are we here in this point? Well, beloved, we are here at this point because of a lie called white supremacy. White supremacy, racism. I have a quote, Teresa Cotes, I think was the name of the person. She said, race is the child of racism, not the father. This idea of white supremacy, that whites are superior and everybody else is inferior, have tainted the vision of this nation since its founding. There was a rally on Wednesday in Chatham to demonstrate against, you know, putting out the message White Lives Matter in retaliation for Black Lives Matter, the Black Lives Matter movement. If we didn't have white supremacy, we would not have to be talking about Black Lives Matter. There are people who are still being killed whose names are not making the airwaves. There's a guy, Parker Stevens. He was lured away by some white guys to a day out with some fellas. He ends up dead, 9 bullets in him. And nobody is convicted. Nobody is even arrested. This just happened in December. Amen. Another gentleman named Brent Mack. His employer killed and buried his body. He was out on $500,000 bail. Come on here, somebody. How do you get on? Listen. I'm just here to say that it's time for a breakthrough. We're praying for a breakthrough in 2022. On Wednesday, I was interviewed by a TV news anchor from Channel 13. And while I spoke of this cycle of color line hatred and violence that is spawned by the fallacy and illusion of white supremacy, the harm that this big lie has heaped on our nation and indeed the whole world, that this message that I shared about the fallacy of this, that it cannot stand like any other illusion, is going to fade away. The fight is to hold on to it, but it's a fallacy. It's not true. It's not going to stand. And that message was not shared with the audience. What was shared was that this cycle can be broken in this nation out of love, love for our children and our children's children. If we fight the spirit of falsehood and fallacy with truth, if we love our children enough to say we don't want to hand this over to them, we don't want to leave this legacy to the next generation, we want to do the work to turn this thing around. Listen, Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your neighbor as yourself. My sisters and my brothers, would you want to be standing in line for 10 hours just to vote? Would you want your polling places in your neighborhood to close down and the machines to be taken away and the polling inspectors to be redirected to white neighborhoods, leaving your neighborhood without? Listen, it's not right. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the writer said, I said to myself, God will bring into judgment both the righteous and the wicked, for there will be a time for every activity, a time for every deed to be judged. Listen, beloved, we are coming into the judgments of God, America, and there are people and religious people and pastors and religious leaders who will say that we are under judgment, but they put it at the feet of gay people. They put it at the feet of women who have made a decision not to carry through a pregnancy. They don't take the responsibility for what white supremacy, the fallacy and the falsehood, and embracing that and holding on to that and persevering with that and protecting that, what that has done to this nation, the indigenous people, to the enslaved Africans, to those who have perished under Jim Crow. Listen, beloved. It's a fallacy. We see that people of different races, different nationalities, different ethnicities excel in all kinds of areas once shackles are removed, once the hindrances are removed, because we are created in the image of God. We are created with ability. We are created to be to have ingenuity. We are created to think out of the box. We are created wonderfully, fearfully made. And oh my God, hallelujah. When we get hold of that reality, we can indeed do the work that will break the cycle of white supremacy, fallacy, and falsehood. Everybody in America should be able to go into a place and vote freely. Everybody in America should have the opportunity to participate in the democratic process. Let the chips fall where they may. Let the chips fall where they may. Listen, beloved, God will not be mocked. Amen. God will not be mocked. Can't use the name of God to cover up wickedness, hatred, white supremacy. He will not be mocked. Evildoers do not understand what is right, but those who seek the Lord understand fully. And I believe it. So, beloved, like I said, breakthrough in 2022. Amen. We can't fall off the floor. The only way is up. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep looking up. God is still on the side of the oppressed. This is my word for today, beloved, and that's all I got to say for now. So y'all stay tuned. I have one more song for you. It's called Sanctuary, Alpha and Omega, Total Praise. To God be the glory. Great things he has done. Great things he will do in 2022.
Sanctuary, pure and holy,
tried and true,
and with thanksgiving, I'll be
sanctuary, Lord, for
and with faith.
Yes, God, you are Alpha and Omega, and you are worthy to be praised. Lord, prepare us to be sanctuary, safe places, God, in this nation of so much division and unrest. Lord, we know that you are able to give us what we need to make it through to this breakthrough that we need, that we seek. Beloved, I pray you will continue your day knowing that God loves us. He won't leave us forsake or forget us. And till we speak again, listen, don't quit in the dip. I don't care how dark the sky is, how gray the day. The sun is still there. There's a bright side somewhere. And it is here. The bright side is on the other side of this darkness. So don't quit in the dip. Keep on keeping on till victory is won. Happy birthday to all you January babies. And God willing, we'll see you soon. Stay well, stay warm, stay blessed.
Lord.